It's pretty good with house salsa, but I agree.
Welcome to Burrito Quest, week 45, Medicine Man.
I'm glad you're around to keep track of the weeks, because I can never remember the number.
Yeah. The only reason I can is because when I set this damn recording up, I just moved the week along one.
I'm glad your Macintosh is around to keep track of the weeks.
Yeah, it's kind of handy. It's leading the free world in computing awesomeness. Alright, so this burrito has steak, chicken, bacon, potato, green chili, milanesa, and cheese. I was wondering why it was a little on the creamy side. I was like, wow, this cheese is kind of gooey, but that's creamy. The milanesa sauce.
Yeah.
So far, a success. I'm less than halfway through this burrito, though.
I'm about halfway through. This is basically a Deer Hunter, but with potato
and bacon.
Extra, and bacon. And the potato I'm not really noticing so much, but the bacon is an improvement, I think.
Like, well,
working really well with the green chili.
Do you notice how the milanesa actually like kind of moisturizes everything and makes it taste good?
Yeah, this milanesa doesn't taste coagulated.
This is, you know, sans potato and sans bacon. This is how the Deer Hunter is supposed to taste.
Hmm. Good, you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's become this mythical animal, much like a hippogriff.
No, we really don't care about it. It's just
well,
you.
I fucking care about it.
Well, I mean, I believe you when you say that you've had a good Deer Hunter.
Multiple times.
I kind of think that this burrito here, it tastes good, but it tastes very uniform, too. Like, I'm not sure what it tastes like.
What?
It's like all the same thing.
That even
it tastes the same throughout the burrito.
Okay.
Every bite is
does
the same
that mean
thing.
That he did a good job?
I guess it means he did a good job. Maybe I've come to expect something different from Santa Fe Express. Like, I want a bite. Where
all
I
my beans
like,
on the bottom?
Yeah, give me some beans. Give me a mouthful of bacon.
Mm.
It's a mouthful of, like, I don't know what this is, mystery meat.
So you're expecting some kind of Neapolitan burrito, and then you got something that tastes good.
Well,
it's uniformly good.
I guess what I'm saying is that the flavors here are more canceling one another than complementing one another. And it just ends up being a uniform kind of a...
I like the chicken in this, but I like the chicken only because
like
it has steak.
Huh.
And I like the steak only because it has milanesa. Ben, I agree with you.
It almost tastes like a chicken fried steak.
Yep. What? Like gravy?
Mm. I've never eaten a chicken fried steak with potatoes in it.
That would be really good.
Have you ever eaten a chicken fried steak with hash browns?
In it?
Probably not.
I get it on the side.
I usually only get it at dinner time, so.
You don't like hash browns? You don't like pancakes for dinner?
I don't really like hash browns that much, honestly.
Really
not?
Do you like
hash
browns?
They're kind of bland.
What about grits?
Yeah.
Do you like grits?
You like grits, but you don't like hash browns.
Fantastic. Grits are totally different.
It's really much more acceptable to add a lot
more. Grits have zero potato in them.
But grits are pretty bland.
But you
at least the ones I've had.
How much butter are you allowed to add to hash browns? None. You're not allowed to add any butter to hash browns.
Right. But you are allowed to add ketchup.
You can add ketchup to grits.
And salt.
What?
And salt.
But, wait, hold on. You said grits, and I was talking about hash browns.
Right, I'm comparing. Hash browns, you can pour as much butter as you want on them. So they're, in some ways, a superior food.
Hash browns, you can pour as much butter as you want on them?
Yeah. No grits.
I don't even know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're confusing our listeners, you're confusing us. God damn it, Ben. You're ruining Burrito Quest.
I just spilled burrito all over my hand.
So last week's burrito made me realize that in order for a burrito to be a superior burrito, all you really have to successfully do is balance the dry against the moist.
Life is kind of like that.
And the thing about all those burritos that fell apart or was just like a fucking total mess, those are awful, right? We generally rate those pretty low, and we'll even just knock them for that one reason.
Right. So.
And ones that are really dry, like the All-American, same kind of thing. It's like, oh, God, it's a struggle to get through this fucking thing.
We've had some ones that were falling apart that we rated pretty well.
Like what?
Good Dynamite.
Yeah.
It wasn't that falling apart, I don't think, so.
Well, can you give an example of a burrito that balances well?
Yeah, last week's.
Well, the barbecue on the
menu. No, but see, I didn't like that one.
I'm not talking to you.
It's an interesting theory, Dan. I think I agree with it.
Oh, you twat.
Well, you also said you got too much barbecue sauce in that one.
Mm-hmm.
See, me and Ben, we had a decent amount, so I think it...
By too much, I think I mean
no,
at all.
It's true. You would complain if there was any barbecue sauce in it.
I don't like barbecue sauce.
I normally
sauce
would have.
Maybe they can make a barbecue and sour cream burrito.
You like ketchup?
Yeah, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's just ketchup.
That's like comparing hash browns and grits.
No, not really.
Yeah, it is.
Barbecue sauce is a lot of ketchup.
Did you put grits on your french fries?
That'd be pretty awesome.
Hash browns have zero ketchup in it.
Hash browns?
They also have zero grits in it.
You could... Hash browns are mashed up french fries.
Oh, now this is turning into the burrito I know and love. It's full of bacon at the bottom. It's just crunchy and salty now.
Oh, come here, come here. Oh.
So,
oh, this is pretty good.
I don't know.
I'm liking this. I'm liking this.
The afterburner is kind of slimy.
It is, but I think that was a fault with it.
Hmm.
It tasted really good, especially compared to some of the other burritos we've had. But I don't think I like... The more I think about it, I don't like that floppy construction.
I think our
burritos all
good. Yeah. So you're more of a texture eater, would you say?
Mm.
Like, you don't really like slimy things. Because...
No,
that I agree with you, because you have constantly...
But I'm eating a burrito, not... I'm eating a burrito, not a bowl full of beans and chorizo. I want it to hold up while I'm holding it, because it's supposed to be a food you eat out of your hand.
What about the gobbler?
Yeah, the gobbler was a fucking mess, dude.
It was really drippy, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it got grease everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We should test this theory. Like, this burrito here is moist and edible, and it is not dripping that much. It's not bad.
It was pretty good. I wish I had a little bit more salsa, but...
I can never say about pico in it. Like, my theory is that if their burritos have pico in them, they're pretty good.
Mm. Well, spiciness is a big thing.
Have you put this to the test by looking back over the list?
No.
So...
I just know I get excited now when I see pico.
Your theory is much like mine, then.
Unsupported by any evidence.
True.
That was good.
It's weird there's no milanesa at the end of this burrito.
Is there bacon?
Well, there's a little bit. Huh?
Well, he kind of spreads it through the middle of the burrito, and he looks like a little bit because he doesn't want to spill.
Well, I figured because his liquid would have spilled down some. Seems like more of it was up top.
This is a big burrito.
It is. Woof. All right. That was fairly enjoyable. All things considered. So.
I have no complaints about this burrito. Really?
Yeah, it was a little bit dry at the end. About it. How about you guys?
I liked it.
All right, good show, everybody. So, let's rate this fucker. Yeah, I'm casting around too.
Rate this burrito Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
He's an astronaut, isn't he?
Buzz Lightyear?
No, Buzz Aldrin.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, they're both astronauts. I'm going to rate him as the astronaut that punched the guy. It was Buzz Aldrin, wasn't it?
I don't know. Who did he punch?
It's a reporter?
Buzz Lightyear punched Woody.
Sure, why not?
No, I'm still rating it as Buzz Aldrin.
Okay.
He went to the moon. Punched a reporter.
So he's your personal hero? Is what you're saying?
I don't really know a whole lot about him. Burrito? I mean, I don't know a lot about Buzz Aldrin, actually. But I don't have any negative feelings about him either. And if I met him, it'd be pretty cool.
You admire him for what you know.
He's got a really great name. Like Buzz? Is that his real name?
I don't know, dude. You don't know anything about him? What makes you think I would?
Maybe that's short for Buzzard.
Buzzard Aldrin.
That's a good name.
Buzz Aldrin, that's what I'm going to
come on his computer and whip your ass.
Yeah, he's a violent man. I'm pretty scared of confronting him.
All right. I'm going to rate this burrito... Shit, I had it there for a minute. I'll rate this burrito Blackjack.
Like the game?
Yeah.
21. I think you've used this already before, haven't you?
He has, actually.
Blackjack?
I kind of remembered this, actually. Or at least maybe...
I entered all the ratings for the burrito question.
Oh,
I don't remember ever putting one in called Blackjack for me.
All right, well,
anyway,
fair enough, Blackjack.
It's about my favorite game to play if I go to Vegas.
Because the odds are in your favor.
A little bit.
They're more in your favor than other games.
If you're careful, you can make it last a long time.
Yeah, but you won't ever gain a lot of money.
You're the master of your own destiny.
Yeah, but you get a bunch of drinks. I mean, my favorite thing to do when I go to Vegas is go play video poker at the bar. Because you're at the bar, that guy can just feed you drinks all night, and all you have to do is be all, hey, give me $10 of the quarters. And you don't even really have to play. Just occasionally drop a quarter in the video poker machine. Drink!
But this burrito has zero drinks attached to it. That makes sense.
I mean, you're still gambling, and blackjack's, you can get some rhythm going, whatever. Not that I'm
the whole quest is kind of like gambling.
Well, yeah.
Like every week.
Proving that. What about you, Isaac?
You're going to have to do something good, because our ratings are kind of tame and boring.
I'm going to rate this burrito a Guinness Stout. Guinness Stout is a really good stout. It is the stout I would give anybody just trying out a stout. As an example of, here's a good stout.
Yeah, I like Guinness.
I have stouts that I like more, but I'll never be above ordering a Guinness.
Yeah, most of the stouts aren't as good. I mean, so like, maybe
if you were Ben, you would have rated it a Heineken.
I like Heineken.
Fucking Long Island iced tea or something. Some kind of girl drink drunk.
Okay.
What?
We rambled the fuck on this goddamn burrito for long enough.
What's next week?
Next week, join us as we tackle the Pollo Loco. Yes. It's another goddamn barbecue burrito.
Pollo Loco?
We'll see if my theory on the moistness holds up.
And my theory on the pico.
Adios from Burrito Land.